From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Proposals for spending cruise ship passenger fees in the 2018 fiscal year are due soon to a City and Borough of Juneau panel. The city assesses a $5 per passenger tax on large vessels that stop in Juneau. Under federal law, that money can only be spent on projects and programs that address both safety and the accessibility of cruise ship passengers. Juneau's Marine Passenger Fee Proceeds Committee does the initial vetting of proposed projects. Deadline is January 2nd. Final list of projects will be set by the Juneau Assembly in the spring for the budget year that begins in July. Bethel's final liquor license is still up for grabs, and three businesses are competing to secure it. KYUK reports that one business has already submitted its application, while the other two are in the three-week public notice period required for applying. The Fairbanks Memorial Hospital's new $88 million surgery center is on track to be fully operational this spring. Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that construction on the 90,000-square-foot facility began in spring 2015 and is expected to be complete by mid-April. A national conservation group has purchased land that will add to a growing greenbelt west of Fairbanks. Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the Virginia-based Conservation Fund bought two parcels that will add more than 300 acres to a mix of natural lands already protected against development. One man has been arrested and a second is being sought in the shooting death of two Anchorage residents on Christmas Eve. Police say 20-year-old Jalen Franklin is charged with two counts of second-degree murder, armed robbery, and burglary in the deaths of 32-year-old Danielle Brooks and 38-year-old Christopher Brooks. Franklin is being held without bail. Police have a warrant for the arrest of 22-year-old LaMarcus Mann on the same charges. Police say Mann is armed and dangerous. Police say Mann and Franklin knew Christopher Brooks and late Friday afternoon went to his apartment intending to rob him. Police say Mann shot Danielle Brooks, and in a struggle over the gun, Christopher Brooks was mortally wounded. Online court records do not list an attorney for Franklin. Fire has heavily damaged a restaurant in South Anchorage. Anchorage television station KTVA reports dispatchers received a call shortly after 4:15 a.m. Tuesday regarding a fire at Haru Sushi on Diamond Boulevard. Firefighting crews arrived 2 minutes later and found the building engulfed in flames. Anchorage Fire Department Assistant Chief Alex Boyd says the fire was controlled after about an hour. And after a quiet weekend, a volcano in the eastern Aleutians erupted again. For the fourth time in less than a week, Bogoslav volcano erupted, prompting the Alaska Volcano Observatory to issue its highest alert for air travel. The observatory said yesterday's eruption threw ash about 30,000 feet above the uninhabited island. Experts cannot predict how long the eruption might last because there is no monitoring equipment on Bogoslav. Quick look at weather. This afternoon, showers, high near 36. It's 34 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.